I am joined by Ilana, who is a student activist with the Portland State University Student Union, among other groups. And I wonder if you could just introduce yourself and tell us what's going on over at PSU during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Like Demka said, my name's Alana. I organized with the PSU Student Union on and off for the past 5 years. I'm a women's studies major, and I also started a group called Jewish Voice for Peace. So I've done a lot of different organizing around different student groups over the years. And I recently was, I mean, I'm scheduled to graduate in June, and so I've been just like going through my final classes, trying to finalize all my plans, and then in spring term, I guess PSU announced that classes were going online, which was expected, honestly, and I am glad they made that decision. But it was all very sudden, I think within like a week, and then we got an email saying that our graduation is going to be virtual, whatever that means, with like basically no other information about it, what it would look like. Like no input from students whatsoever, just kind of like a short email that said like your graduation is going to be online. We'll let you know what we know more about like in the following weeks to come. Your hard work is not going to be wasted. Like hope you have a good summer. And it was basically just like a very short impersonal email sent to all the graduates, and it was very disheartening. So I in my anger, in my organizing anger, I started a petition to postpone it instead of put it online. And in the following weeks, I did that 2 weeks ago. So it's gotten like over 1,000 signatures, and there's other petitions that are going around. So we've accumulated all the petition writers, and now I'm in contact with all of them. And there's I think like 8 petitions right now. To bring a letter to the school and just put pressure on them to say we don't want our graduation to be virtual, we want it to be postponed. And that's basically the update. For now, the school has not said anything as a response. They said that they've seen the petitions, but they haven't responded to them.
And how is this kind of approach representative of the administration, the current administration at PSU, that doesn't show any kind of consultation or involvement of the student body in the decision making?
I think that's one of the reasons why I was so not surprised by this decision is just that they, PSU, especially the Board of Trustees and the administration, really treat PSU like a business. I mean, I know all universities are businesses, but this school really claims to have like a global diversity lens and all of these big words that they love to stamp on posters and in their brochures and when they're giving like freshmen tours around the school. But when it comes down to it, they really don't care about the interests of their student body at all. And if they did, they would have asked us and included us in that decision to postpone graduation instead of put it online. So like I really wasn't surprised. I was at every Board of Trustees meeting last year where they decided to keep armed security after they murdered a man named Jason Washington, whether it be this board or the board that was existed in 2016. I'm not surprised.
And in the petitions that are circulating, is there a suggestion as to when the graduation should be postponed until?
No, I didn't put any sort of like suggestion. I just really wanted, I think the main, I put a list of demands in my petition, but I think one of the main demands that infuriated me and others the most is that we didn't get a say in any of this process at all. It was just a decision made by the administration for us, like in a context of pretending like that they care, which was just like in this tiny email. It just was all very like it's. I think it's not even necessarily about when it's postponed. Like it could be in the fall. It could be at the end of summer. Like we're very versatile into figuring out when the date would be, but I think it's just the fact that we were not included at all in this decision. But it was really heartbreaking to just, I guess, like begin to grieve the loss of this ceremony that a lot of us have been looking forward to for like 5 years, 7 years, and like and just know that like that decision was made for us already and there was nothing we could do. It felt very powerless. And just in spite of everything, I think ceremonies like this, especially graduation, are one of the few things that at least I had to look forward to as a student. It's a big moment in someone's life. And to know that like that decision was just completely made already without our input at all was really, really disheartening.
People wanted to get involved, or if they wanted to support that petition, is there a website they can go to or somewhere they can find it online?
Right now, there's, if you wanted to, like, obviously sign all the petitions, if you go, I guess if you just type in, like, PSU postponement of graduation, there should be, like, a bunch that pop up and you could sign. My Facebook name is Alana Ray, and there's, I think it's public. You can find my petition on there on my Facebook. And definitely keep sharing it, please, because the more signatures we get, the more pressure that the school is going to feel to postpone instead of put it online. And, yeah, just, like, I don't know. I fully understand how mad we are about this decision. So I think the more people who know about it, the more people who keep talking about it and sign the petitions, we'll have a little more, we'll have more, like, fire to the fuel, basically. So I think any support is very good right now.
Well, thanks for that update. Again, we've been talking with Alana Goldman, who is an organizer there at Portland State University, and with the Portland State University Student Union and other groups. Thank you for joining us on KBOO today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Jinka Soderberg reporting for KBOO News.